Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do not draft at their current ADP. We've got five of them for you right now on Fantasy Football Today in five. There it is. I was waiting for Dave to do something wacky. All right, Dave, so it's not that we don't like these guys. It's that we think they're going too early. And based on current ADP, you're just not going to be drafting them. Number one is Javonte Williams going 16th overall.
Yeah, why would I want to draft that guy? Wow, what a louse of a guy he was last year. Not even 12 PPR points per game. Look, I get the excitement for him because he's a really good talent. But Melvin Gordon's still there. Now Russell Wilson's there. This is a team that's probably going to throw the ball a decent amount. I wish we could say that Javonte Williams could be like every down running back, 75% of the snaps, goal line work guaranteed. Then he'd be worth a pick probably earlier than this ADP. But as things stand now, I feel much more comfortable taking him in early round three, not the middle of round two.
Saquon Barkley or Javonte Williams?
I think I settle on Saquon. I think I'm there with Saquon Barkley. I might live to regret that one, but for now, that's where I'm at.
Cam Akers going 30th overall. Your ranking is lower than I thought. You have him 52nd, Cam Akers. So that is a big difference between where he's being drafted, 30th, and where you have him ranked 52nd.
So one of the changes that's happened since the last time we talked about Cam Akers is that Kyron Williams has a foot injury. That could keep him from starting the year in that passing downs role that I thought he would have. If Cam Akers looks good in training camp, he's not going to play in the preseason, so I can't say if he looks good in the preseason. If he looks good in joint practices, I think I'll change my tune because now there might be a little bit more of an opportunity for Akers to at least begin the year as the feature back for the Rams, and we know the history of running backs in LA. They've been given a lot of work. I still think there's a part of Sean McVay that wants to take some work off of Cam Akers, especially if he's not all the way back to where he was as a rookie. There's still all kinds of injury concerns on top of his explosiveness returning. So I'm kind of just feeling like I'm going to stay away from Cam Akers unless things just look too good that I can't ignore him anymore, in which case I would probably say late round three, probably not even 30th overall would be the time to take him.
Travis Etienne, you have 53rd. That's one pick after Cam Akers, where you have Cam Akers going. Etienne's ADP is 36. That is rich. And we have the report that James Robinson expected to be cleared at some point in training camp. So Travis Etienne, you have on your do not draft list based on his current ADP of 36th overall.
I think even if James Robinson were to start the season on the PUP list and miss the first four games, Etienne wouldn't have a hammer lock on all that work in that backfield. Someone else will be there to take some of, especially those physical carries between the tackles, away from Travis Etienne. I do think he's got a chance to lead this team in receptions this year. I think that he's got a good chance to be a really good PPR running back, but to be a third round pick, Adam Azer, that just seems like he's got to catch 80 passes, find the end zone 8 times because I don't see him getting a lot of carries. I think it's just way too steep of a price to pay for Etienne.
We just got a question in our chat from Roland. How do you guys feel about Deontay Johnson in 2022? And he is on your do not draft at current ADP list. He's going 36th or 37th just after Travis Etienne, and you think he's a fifth round pick?
I do. Roland, I think he's going to be overvalued based on the volume that he had last year and the year before that. I think that comes down. I think the Steelers are going to try and spread the ball around a little bit more. I don't think they pass as frequently as they did last year. They were throwing the ball over 62% of the time. I think that gets dialed back. And he wasn't necessarily explosive, considering that he got the ball a lot. He had a really bad A-dot, not a great catch rate to go along with it. He makes me nervous, and I don't want to take somebody like that in round three. I'd rather wait until round five.
Finally, we have Amon-Ra St. Brown going 57th overall, and you would take Amon-Ra St. Brown 92nd.
Sounds silly, doesn't it? Because he was such a monster last year. But he was like Deontay Johnson. He was a target hog. And that was with TJ Hockenson missing so much time. DeAndre Swift missed most of those games. Or when he did play, he didn't play a lot of them. Look, I think Detroit made it clear. They like St. Brown. He's going to play a lot. There's no way he's going to average however many targets per game he had last year. He had like a 33% target share. I have it in front of me in his last six games. That's not going to happen. And he wasn't really that explosive. He averaged 11 yards per catch. His ADOT was 7.0. He had two targets inside the 10. I just don't see him being anywhere close to as good as he was. Remember what happened to Tyler Higbee? Remember when Tyler Higbee had that amazing finish? And then the next year, he kind of flopped. He had one really good game early, and then he flopped. I think that's what's going to happen to St. Brown. I think he'll probably have one good game to begin the 2022 season, and then he'll otherwise be a disappointment. I'm not taking him until those late rounds.
Okay, we got more discussion on the Do Not Draft list on the full-length show on Thursday. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening to FFT in 5. We'll talk to you tomorrow.